Hello everybody, it's Tani here. Welcome to this class. I think we're up to class number 6 or 7. I'm just going to give people a minute or two to arrive. And while we are waiting for them, there's only a couple of people on the call at the moment. I'm just going to ask you guys if you can hear me pretty well to press 1. And if I sound blurry and distorted and really difficult to hear, press 2. And then we'll see how it goes. Oh, excellent. I'm getting ones. Great. Well, welcome. I'm sure we're going to have some others joining us as we go. I am speaking to you today from New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand, which is really lovely. And a couple of the people that we already have on the call today are either from New Zealand or in New Zealand. So there's a definite Kiwi connection to this live recording today. So welcome to Philippa and Jasmine in particular, being Kiwi. And we see Marcia has just arrived, so we're just going to have some people arriving over the next few minutes. So I'm in sunny Auckland in a beautiful room with floor-to-ceiling windows looking out at the bay, which leads to the ocean. So I'm pretty happy right now. Pretty nice. I've just seen that someone has sent me a message. Oh, that's Jasmine. Saying hello and welcome to New Zealand from another Kiwi. Thank you so much. So the lesson we're going to do today is one of my absolute favorites, but I'm going to divide it into two halves so we can really take our time with it, so that by the end of the next lesson, so we'll start it today and we'll finish it next week, by the end of the next lesson, you will have this absolutely delicious, luxurious movement that you know that you can do at any time. I'm going to break it into two halves because I do find that trying to teach it in 1 hour is usually a bit of a rush. And I really want these lessons to feel very languorous and luxurious and relaxing, so I'm going to break it into two parts. And it's a lesson that's going to help you get up and down off the floor really easily, or at least come up to sitting from lying down. But by the end of next week, you'll be able to do that really effortlessly, so that's nice. So before we start any movements, I'm going to just get you all to come up to standing. Just standing wherever you are. If you're comfortable, have your eyes closed. And just start by sensing your weight in your 2 feet. Do you feel grounded or light? How is your balance today? Does your weight feel like it's on the front of your feet or further back on your heels? Do you feel like your weight's more on your left foot or your right foot? And just start to get a sense of how tall you feel or how short you feel, how heavy or how light. And welcome to those of you who've just joined in the last minute, couple of minutes. We're just starting the lesson. And now go for a little walk around your space, if it's a whole room or a part of a room, just to see how you're feeling, how your body's moving. And particularly today, I want you to tune into your sense of fluidity. How fluid do you feel? Sometimes in my workshops, I ask quite a silly question. Where are you on the slinkometer? How slinky do you feel? If a slinkometer went from 0 to 10, where would you feel right now? So I've been sitting in airports and buses and cars the last few days, so I'm feeling about a 4 on the slinkometer today compared to my usual 8 or 9. So I'm sure by the end of this lesson that number will be higher. So just notice for yourself, how slinky do you feel, how fluid, how free. And then come and lie down on the floor. And if possible, have a space that's big enough so that if you were to roll to your side, you wouldn't run into anything. Lying down on your mat or your blanket. Philippa, I'm calling on Skype, so if I do drop off and I don't notice it, just send me a Skype message or something and let me know if I've dropped off the call without being aware. So now what I want you to do is just while you're lying there, just lie on your back, have your legs long, your arms long. And in a moment I'm going to ask you to roll to your side and then back onto your back. And I want you to notice how fluid does that feel, rolling to your side and rolling back. Does it feel like it's 2 or 3 separate movements? Does it feel difficult or jerky, or does it feel smooth? So go ahead and roll to lie on your side and just see how that feels. And then roll to lie back on your back again. However you organize that movement, it will be different for everybody. Maybe we'll do it a second time. Whenever you're ready, roll over to lie on whichever side you like. And then come back onto the middle, onto your back. And now just see, is it different? different if you roll over onto your other side? Does this side feel more fluid or more jerky? Is it more separate movements or more of a coordinated movement? Does it feel easier or harder? Some of us will find a big difference in the two directions. Coming back onto your back, how effortless or challenging does that feel? And then do that one a second time. And then coming back onto your back and just have a rest on your back with your legs long and your arms long. If you're not able to have your legs long, then please bend your knees. And just starting by sensing your contact with the floor. For those of you who've been regular with these lessons, you've done about 6 lessons by now, so you're probably getting used to the sensation of scanning your body contact. And you may have noticed that it's different every time you lie down, and that the effects of each lesson are quite different. So just starting by sensing the back of your head, how heavy is it? The back of your upper back, how heavy is it? How wide is it? How spread out? The back of your pelvis, does it feel wide? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel flat? Does it feel like it's tilted a little bit to one side or the other? Which of these 3 places feel heaviest? The back of your head, the back of your upper back, or the back of your pelvis? Or maybe they're even. Maybe one is heavier than the other 2. Notice now the spaces behind you, the space behind your neck, the space behind your lower back. Which one feels like it's more arched or more lifted into the air? Oh, I've just seen Haley's joined the call. Hello, Haley, welcome. Haley's one of my regular one-on-one clients from Melbourne. I'm in New Zealand now. Now, notice now if you have your legs long, how your legs are lying on the floor. Is there much space behind your knees? You feel like the back of one thigh touches the floor more than the other. Now, I'm going to ask you an imaginary question. I don't want you to actually do this movement unless you have 0 back pain. If you have 0 back pain, go ahead and do the movement. Everyone else, do it in your imagination. I just want you to imagine what it would be like to bring your knees up over your chest. So if you've never had any back pain in your life, go ahead and do that. You might find, see how heavy your legs feel, how challenging that is to bring your knees up over your chest. If you've had back pain, don't do it, but just imagine it. Would it be something that would be easy for you? Just go ahead and visualize, imagine how heavy would your legs feel to bring them up over your chest? How much work would it require? As I said, don't actually do it unless it's very easy for you and you don't have any pain. And then leave that. Now we're going to go back to a movement that we did in the very first lesson. So if you haven't done it, I will still be guiding you through it, so you'll be able to pick it up quite quickly. And those of you who did that lesson, the frog legs lesson, you'll be able to pick it up even more quickly. So what I'd like you to do is have your legs long, both legs long. Actually, no, we're going to make this a bit easier. Have your left leg bent. Have your left leg bent and your right leg long. Go ahead and roll the whole of your right leg a little bit to the right. So your right knee rolls to the right, your right thigh, your right foot. And then roll your leg back to the middle. So you're just rolling the whole length of your right leg to the right like a rolling pin. And back to the middle. The next time you roll your leg to the right, start to invite your knee to soften and bend. Your knee will point out to the right a little bit as it bends. The outside edge of your right foot will slide a tiny bit towards you, maybe a quarter of an inch, a few millimeters. And then you unbend your knee, you straighten your leg. And your foot comes back to its starting place and your leg just returns to lying long on the floor. And then we'll do that again, rolling your leg to the right, feeling your right knee start to bend. It points to the right, your right foot, the side of your foot slides a little bit along the floor towards you. And then you slowly slide your foot away, your knee straightens, and you briefly rest. And we're going to continue to explore this movement. It's the frog leg movement. And each time you do it, as you roll your leg to the right, your right knee points to the right, you bend the knee, you slide your foot towards you. Each time you do it, could you slide your foot a tiny bit closer to your bottom, maybe a millimeter or two closer? So it's a very small increase each time. And then you slowly lengthen the leg away and bring everything back to the starting position. So each time you roll your leg to the right, you slide your foot towards you, your knee bends out to the right, you bring your foot a tiny bit closer towards you along the floor, sliding it a bit closer to your bottom and then sliding it away. And just continuing to slowly increase this. What happens to the weight of your left foot on the floor? Does it tend to press into the floor at any point? Now, as the right heel starts to approach your right buttock, you'll get to a point where you can't really slide your foot any further, your knee can't really bend much further. And at that point, start to lift your right heel away from the floor. So your toes can keep sliding along the floor towards you, but your heel is lifted. And then slide your foot away again. The heel finds the floor, and you lengthen your leg all the way out in front of you, and it rests. And then we start again, rolling your leg to the right, sliding the outside edge of your foot along the floor towards your bottom. When you've slid it as far towards you as you can easily, you start to lift the right heel a little bit into the air, the right toes. Little toe stays on the floor, and then you slowly lower the heel back and slide the foot all the way along, and then leave it and just have a rest with your arms long, your legs long. Oh, and I've seen Mary's joined us now. Welcome, Mary. Just slowly seeing new people arrive. As I said to the others, I'm doing today's call from Auckland in New Zealand with a beautiful window looking out over the sea, so it's very relaxing. It's really helping me get into the Falvey headspace. So, just noticing after just doing a few movements with the right leg only, how does it feel different to the left? Back of the pelvis, the back of the thigh, the back of the knee, the way the foot is lying. And now bend your left leg, stand your left foot, and let's go back to the same movement with your right leg. Rolling your right leg to the right, bending the knee, sliding the foot along the floor and starting to lift the heel. And then after you've lifted the heel, you could keep moving and lift the whole foot up into the air. And just feel what happens. Can your foot lift a little bit into the air? And then you lower your little toe back down, then your heel, and you lengthen the leg all the way. Long again. And just do that one more time, rolling your leg to the right, sliding the outside edge of your foot towards you, the heel lifts, then the right big toe, little toe lifts, the whole foot lifts a little bit into the air, as if your knee was coming up towards your chest a little bit. And then lower the little toe down, then the heel, slide your leg away, and have a rest. Lengthen both your legs and have a rest. Now, for some people, that movement of lifting the foot into the air may have felt very heavy. And we're going to do something now to teach the pelvis how to help you a little bit to make that movement a bit easier. So go ahead and bend both your knees this time. And now what I'd like you to do is very gently press both your feet a little bit into the floor to roll your pelvis towards you. We've done this before in a previous lesson. You feel that your lower back flattens a little bit. And then you just unpress your feet, your pelvis rolls back to the middle. And let's do that again, slowly pressing your feet into the floor. Your pelvis rolls towards you. Your lower back flattens a little bit. Your tailbone pulls up a little bit away from the floor. And then you slowly unpress your feet. Your pelvis rolls back to neutral. And now, I want you to see if you can use this movement of rolling the pelvis towards you and pressing the left foot into the floor to help you bring your right knee up over your chest. So your right foot will lift, your right knee will lift, and you use this movement of rolling your pelvis towards you and flattening your lower back into the floor, pressing through the left foot to bring your right knee towards your chest And then you let your pelvis roll back to neutral, and this brings your foot back to the floor. So you roll your pelvis towards you, press your left foot into the floor to lift your right knee into the air a little bit, and then just unroll your pelvis back to the neutral, unpress your foot, and come back to the middle with your right foot on the floor again. Now, just to make this really clear, in a minute I'm going to ask you to lift your right knee into the air towards your chest again, but this time don't move your pelvis and don't press your left foot. And just feel how different that is, how much more work that is to lift your knee into the air without allowing your pelvis to move. Just do that once or twice. You probably feel you have to do some work with your abs. You can hear my voice change when I try to do that because it's a lot of work. And now go back to rolling your pelvis towards you, pressing your left foot into the floor to lift your right knee towards your chest. Notice how allowing the pelvis to roll helps you to bring your knee towards your chest. And then leave it, lengthen your two legs, have a brief rest. We'll just let that information settle for a minute. Noticing the length of your two legs. Does one leg feel a bit longer or wider than the other? Bend your left leg, stand your left foot. Now let's go back to the movement we were doing earlier. So your left leg is bent, your right leg is long. Start to roll your right leg to the right. Invite your right knee to soften and bend. Start to slide the outside edge of your foot towards you on the floor. And then when it gets to a certain amount of being bent, start to lift the right heel and the right toe. Roll your pelvis towards you. Press your left foot into the floor and see if you can bring your knee up and over your chest. It will move in a bit of an arc. They'll end up over your chest. And then just drop your foot down to the floor so both your feet are standing and have a rest there. Lengthen your right leg and let's do that again. So your right leg is long, your left leg is bent. You roll your right leg to the right. Bend your right knee out to the side. Slide your foot, your heel lift, your little toe lift. You roll your pelvis towards you to bring your right knee up in an arc over to the middle, so it'll start sort of out to the right and it'll cross over in front of you to end up in the middle, so you'll have your knee up over your chest, and then just drop your foot to standing to make it an easy come down. Lengthen your leg and let's try that again. And let's see if in one sweeping movement you can bring your leg up so that your knee comes up over your chest. So you roll your leg to the side, bend the knee, slide the foot, lift the heel then the toe, roll your pelvis, press your left foot, and you end up with your knee up over your chest. And now to reverse it, just let your pelvis roll out to the right a little bit, let your right knee hang out to the right a little bit. Your little toe finds the floor, then your heel finds the floor, and then you lengthen your leg. And you need to allow the pelvis to move for this or it will be very uncomfortable. So let's go back the other direction, rolling the leg to the right, bending the right knee, looking the heel, then the toe, the knee comes in a big arc over your chest because you're allowing your pelvis to roll towards you. And then to come back, you let your pelvis roll to the right, your right knee hangs out to the right, your little toe touches down, then your heel, then you lengthen your leg completely and lengthen the other leg completely and have a rest. Now that movement's a little bit complex, so I just want to see if anyone has a question about it, if anyone's confused about the instructions or is finding that challenging. If you are, just press 1 on your phone and I will take your question or take your comment and see if I can help. I'll just give that a minute. And everyone else just lying there noticing the length of your leg on the floor. You might be sensing your pelvis is lying differently on the two sides now. Well, that's good. Everyone seems to be fine with this. We don't have any questions coming, so that's good. You might notice one leg feels a bit longer or heavier or wider now. The beautiful movement for softening the lower back and the buttocks. And now go ahead and stand your right leg. So your right leg is bent, your left leg is long. We're going to explore a similar movement on the left. We're going to do something quite interesting though. We're not going to actually move. We're going to start by rehearsing the movement in our imagination. And that often can transfer all the learning from one side to the other. So I want you to just imagine. Now, some people, when they imagine, will visualize the movement. Some people will imagine they're looking at a movie screen with the movement. Some people will imagine there's eyes in their legs. Some people will imagine a skeleton floating above them. Everyone has a different way of visualizing. Some people are not visual, and you will have to actually kinesthetically imagine. So you'll have just a tiny sense that your body's moving, a fraction. So everyone has a different way of imagining. So just see what your way is. So I want you to imagine, without actually doing any real movements, imagine that your left leg slowly rolls like a rolling pin to the left. The whole length of your leg rolls, the knee, your foot rolls. And you roll a little bit further until you feel this place where your left knee wants to soften and bend. And it starts to point out to the left. And you start to feel your left side of your foot slide towards you on the floor. As it slides, your knee bends more and more as your foot slides closer to your buttock. And when you feel like it's slid as far as it's going to easily, you start to lift your left heel and then your left little toe. As you roll your pelvis towards you and press your right foot into the floor, your left knee pops up into the air and it makes a big arc from the left over to the middle and it ends up above your chest, with your foot just dangling down. And then you feel that your whole pelvis rolls to the left, your left knee hangs out to the left, and your pelvis rolls forwards a little bit to enable your little toe to touch down on the floor, then your heel, then you slowly slide your leg all the way long. Now we're still just doing this in our imagination. So we're going to do it a second time in our imagination. I want you to see if you can imagine as many details as you possibly can. So imagining what's happening in the left leg, what's happening in the right leg, what's happening in your pelvis, what's happening in your belly, what's happening in other parts of your body. So starting with your leg long, imagine that you roll the whole length of your left leg to the left, the knee points to the left, you invite it to soften and bend. The outside edge of your foot slides towards you as your knee bends further to the left. Slides up and up until you start to lift the heel, the little toe, as you press your right foot, roll your pelvis towards you. Your knee is still hanging out to the side and then in midair it starts to come up and over you and it ends up over your chest with your foot hanging down. And then you let your pelvis roll to the left, your knee roll to the left. Knee rolls to the left and a little bit forward until your little toe touches down, then your heel, and then you slide your leg all the way long. Now take your time and just think through that movement a few times until you have it really, really clear in your imagination. Once you have the movement really clear in your imagination, then I want you to do it in real life. Actually let yourself move, but just do it once. To see, are there any pieces of this movement that you left out of your imagined picture? So just take your time to imagine it really clearly first. And then once you've had a chance to imagine it really clearly, go ahead and do the movement just once in real life and see, is there anything you left out of your imagined image or imagined sensation? Something about the pelvis, something about the foot, something about the knee, something about the other leg, something about your lower back or your body. And once you've picked up that extra piece or pieces of information, just pause. Come back to having your left leg long, your right leg bent, and just do it once more in your imagination only. So imagining that you're rolling your left leg to the left, inviting the knee to soften and bend, sliding the outside edge of the foot towards you, letting the heel drift into the air, then the little toe and the knee comes up in a great big arc as you roll your pelvis towards you. You can use your right foot to help you. And then imagining that you roll your pelvis to the left, your knee hangs out to the left, your little toe finds the floor, then your heel and your whole leg slides away long. And once you've got that clear in your image, do it again in real life. And feel, do the whole movement in one big sweeping movement to bring that knee up in an arc over your chest and then to slide it back down in an arc to the floor. So it's similar to the frog legs movement, except it's going further. You're not bringing the leg up to standing, you're bringing it up over your chest, but it requires a similar kind of movement through the pelvis and lower back, through the hips. And it's a delicious movement to do, just this part of the lesson, just this first part of the lesson. If you're ever sore in your hips or lower back or your pelvis, it's a wonderful way to flatten your lower back. And then leave it, lengthen your leg, lengthen your other leg, and just have a nice rest. Some of you might be finding, particularly if at the start of the lesson your lower back felt very arched and you couldn't lengthen your legs, that your lower back's actually flattening a little bit, or that it's getting a bit easier to have your legs long. Oh, I just had an interesting text from Jasmine saying that she finds she's starting the push with her right foot at the beginning of the movement on the second side, but not the first. That's the exact sort of subtle difference I'm wanting you to start to notice, because we're going to compare the two sides. So thanks, Jasmine. You will find that you will organize the two sides very differently. In one side, for some of you, you might roll your pelvis a lot more. You might need more help with the foot. You might bring the knee much further up than the other. The two sides will be very different because we all have one leg that's for balancing, one leg that's for stabilizing us. We have one leg that's freer usually in the hip joint. Usually we each have a direction that we prefer to roll our pelvis in more than the other. There's so many factors. Direction that our spine likes to rotate. So that's the exact sort of distinction I want you to start listening for, exactly what the sort of thing Jasmine just let us know. She sent me a Skype message, which is fantastic. So we're going to start with the right leg. You're going to actually now have the left leg long. So it's going to mean that you're going to need to do something slightly different with your pelvis. So roll the whole of your right leg to the right, bring your knee up over your chest, and notice how you can still use your pelvis to help you, but you don't have your left leg to stand on the floor. And then rolling to the right, your right little toe, then your heel touch down, you lengthen that leg. And let's do it with the left. Pelvis rolls a bit to the left, the knee bends, the heel lifts, the little toe, you bring your knee up over your chest. And then you let the pelvis roll to the left, your pelvis rolls to the left, your little toe touches down, then your heel, and then you lengthen your leg. Now if you find that too challenging, you're welcome to have one leg bent. Just do them one at a time. So, for example, have your left leg bent. Bring your right leg up in a frog leg up over your chest. Notice how you can use your left foot to help you press now. Makes it a little bit easier and clearer to engage the pelvis. And you can bring that foot all the way back down till it's long. And then you can stand your right foot, lengthen your left, and compare it on the left side. So feel free to do it that way if it's easier. Whatever makes it effortless. If you find that it's doable or comfortable to do it with both legs long, then do that. If you prefer to have one leg bent, that's fine. You might want to do a couple of movements with one leg and then a couple with the other to see what's the difference in bringing your left knee up over your chest compared to bringing your right knee up over your chest. And then leave it, lengthen your two legs, have another rest. Some of you may have found a very large difference between the two sides. Some of you may have found the two sides felt quite similar. So now, let's see what it's like to bring both knees up. So what you're going to do is you're going to roll both legs out to the side, both knees point out to the side like a frog, both heels lift, both toes lift, your pelvis rolls towards you, and it brings your knees up into the air, and then you just close them towards each other, and you end up with your knees over your chest, and then just drop your feet down to stand. We won't do the frog leg in the reverse because it's quite a challenging movement for the lower back at this stage. We might do it later. Lengthen your legs again. Let's do the same frog leg movement. Both knees bend out to the side. Your heels lift. Think of rolling your pelvis towards you to bring your knees into the air, and then you bring them towards each other. They end up over your chest, and then just drop your feet down. Standing both feet, then just lengthen your legs. Let's do that again. Your knees go out to the side. It's almost like a breaststroke movement. And you push your lower back into the floor, roll your pelvis towards you. And that brings your knees up into the air, and then you just simply close them towards each other a little bit. And they end up over your chest, hip width apart. They don't need to be touching, just somewhere comfortable. And then just drop your feet down, and they'll just stand on the floor, kind of hip width apart. And then lengthen your legs, have a rest. And just notice, after doing all these frog movements, how your two legs are lying now. So you might have the experience that your legs feel shorter or longer, wider, narrower, heavier, lighter. It will be very different for everybody. My legs kind of feel really long and flat right now. My pelvis feels quite different. Notice how your pelvis feels. Does it feel tilted a bit differently? Notice how your lower back feels. Now, bring your two arms out to the side at shoulder height. If there's no room for both arms, just bring your right arm out to the side because we're going to be rolling to the right. If you've got room for both arms to be out to the side, then have both arms out to the side. I'm in quite a small space. I'm only going to have my right arm out to the side. Now, what I'd like you to do is use the frog leg movement we just learned to bring your knees up over your chest in one simple movement. Now, usually this lesson starts with me saying, bring your knees up over your chest. I've taken half an hour to teach you how to do this so that when we do this for the rest of the lesson and we do it next week when we take the lesson into the second half, you'll have a really effortless way of bringing your knees up over your chest. But also that last half hour is a standalone lesson by itself to really, really teach you effortlessly how to flatten your lower back and bring your knees over your chest. Now what I'd like you to do is just start to tilt your two knees a little bit to the right. So you feel your pelvis roll to the right, and your two knees will just move a tiny bit to the right and then back to the middle. Not so that you feel like you're going to fall over. It's very small. So you just roll your pelvis a little bit to the right, both your knees tilt a bit to the right, and then you come back to the middle. Nice and small and easy, so there's no fear of falling. You're never engaging that. Whenever you need to, you can drop your feet to the floor and have a rest. And then to come back, you just roll your pelvis towards you, bring your knees up over your chest. Have your knees like a comfortable distance apart for this, so they're not pressed together. So they're sort of hip-width, shoulder-width apart, and your feet are shoulder-width apart. And just start to roll your pelvis a little bit to the right. Feel your knees go a little bit further now to the right. Feel your pelvis rolls, your lower back rolls, your chest rolls a bit. Then you come back towards the ceiling again. Now each time you roll, I'd like you to roll a little bit further to the right. You might even want to allow your head to roll a little bit to the right. So you're almost going over to the floor. And if you like, you can even let yourself go all the way onto the floor. In fact, why don't we do that? Let your right knee come all the way onto the floor and let your left knee come onto the floor on top of that. You might want to bring your left arm onto your side to make it easier. That's fine. So you're lying on your side with your face turned to the side, both your knees on the floor, left on top of the right. Now to come back up, I want you to lift your left knee up towards the ceiling to roll you all the way up onto your back, and at a certain point your right knee lifts as well and you end up on your back. And then to roll yourself back to the right, think of leading with your right knee all the way over. Your chest rolls, your head rolls, you end up with your left knee on top of the right, lying on your side. And then to come back up to the middle, you lift your left knee, then your right knee, and you come back onto your back. You can have your arm resting on your belly or your waist, whatever makes it easier, so that you're not having the counterweight of your left arm over to the left. Just doing this movement a few times, nice and easily, of using your knees to roll you onto your side, one leg at a time. You rest with one leg resting on the other, and then your left knee drifts back up to the ceiling, and then your right, and it rolls you back onto your back. One leg at a time. And then leave it, stand both of your feet, and then lengthen your legs, have a rest, bring your arms by your side. So that's one way of rolling yourself to your side. We're now going to play with a different one. But before we do that, I'm going to teach you something with your arms. So have your arms out at shoulder height, and just slowly turn and look to see that your arms are actually lying out to the sides at shoulder height. If you have a very sore left shoulder, I'm going to give you a modification. I'm just going to start to talk people through the original movement first. So those of you who have a very sore left shoulder at the moment, just wait. You can just have your left arm down by your side, and I'll come to you in a minute. So I'm just going to start with everyone else first. So those of you whose left arm feels reasonably comfortable, have both your arms out at shoulder height. Now what I want you to do is start to slide your left hand along the floor a little bit. So let your left elbow bend and slide your left hand a little bit to the right, and then unbend your left arm and slide your hand back to where it started. So you're just sliding the back of your left hand a little bit on the floor towards your head, and then sliding it away from you, feeling your elbow bend. And now could you keep sliding your hand further over to the right? A couple of millimeters, a couple of centimeters further over to the right. And then slide your hand all the way back to the start. Now each time you do this movement, I want you to slide your hand a little bit further over to the right. Now in order for that to happen, at a certain point, your left elbow is going to have to lift into the air. You'll find as your left hand goes past the top of your head, if you wanted to keep sliding it over towards your right hand, your left elbow has to lift and point up towards the ceiling a little bit. You might even start to find that your left elbow comes up across the front of your face so that you could even kiss your upper arm, and your left hand keeps sliding over to the right a little bit. And then you slide your left hand in a big arc all the way back up over your head to where it started out to the side. Let's just do that a few more times before I give you the alternative movement. So just bending the left elbow, sliding the left hand on the floor above your head, dragging it over. It'll cross over the top of your head, past your hairline. For that to happen, you have to start to lift the left elbow so that your right elbow crosses over the top of your face so you could even kiss your right upper arm. And your left hand slides all the way over towards your right elbow on the floor. And then you slide your fingers in a great big arc above you to bring them back. Now you guys have a rest. I'm just going to teach the alternative movement. This is a movement I will teach anyone who has a sore left shoulder. So please do this movement if you need to. It's just as useful. It's just as nice. So have your left hand resting on the front of your right shoulder. So your left elbow is just resting on your left breast or your left side of your chest. Your left hand is on the front of your right shoulder. And just start to slide your left hand down the length of your right arm towards your right elbow a little bit. And just feel how that movement, and then slide your hand back to where it started on the front of your right shoulder. Just sliding your left hand along your right arm a little bit. Feel how that movement could roll your head a little bit to the right. And then as you slide your hand back towards your armpit, feel your head roll back to the middle. In fact, why doesn't everybody do this movement? Everybody place your left hand on the front of your right shoulder. Just start to gently slide your left arm along the length of your right upper arm towards your elbow and back towards your right shoulder Just feel how lightly could you slide your hand along your arm, and what could happen in your head? How could your head start to roll a little bit to the right? As your hand slides to the right, feel how your left shoulder blade peels away from the floor a little bit. And then as your hand comes back to the starting position, feel how your left hand, left shoulder blade finds the floor again. And then leave that, have a rest, everybody bring both arms down to the floor. And just have a rest and notice the back of your two shoulders now. Back of your left shoulder, the back of your right shoulder. Use your frog leg movement to bring your knees up over your chest, pressing your lower back into the floor, rolling your pelvis towards you. And just rest there with your knees up over your chest, shoulder width apart. Bring your right arm out at shoulder height. Place your left hand on the front of your right shoulder. Now what I want you to do is start to slide your left hand along your right arm. Let your head roll. Start to allow your knees to roll and let everything roll over onto the side. You come to lying on your side. You'll probably find you can slide that left hand all the way down to cover the right hand. And then slide your left hand back along the arm and start to bring your left knee up, right knee up. And you can end up even with your left elbow on the floor. Your left hand maybe is on your left shoulder now. And then to roll yourself back onto your right, slide your left hand across your body over to your right shoulder, down your right arm. And that will roll your pelvis, it will roll your chest, and your knees will one at a time roll onto the floor. You end up lying on your side with one knee on top of the other. And then just slide your hand back along the length of your arm towards your right shoulder. Your left knee lifts, your right knee lifts, and then you come all the way, slide your hand all the way to your left shoulder and your elbow rest on the floor, and then have a rest. Just drop your feet down. Let your arms rest. Okay, so what I just taught you then, that way of rolling yourself to the side, or sliding your hand, that's the way for anyone who has a sore shoulder at the moment. Everyone else, we're going to do it a different way. Those of you who have a sore shoulder, you might find as this lesson goes on, your shoulder gets less sore, and you start to find it's more possible to do the other version. So the other version, bring your arms out at shoulder height, both arms. Use the frog legs movement to bring your knees up over your chest, shoulder width apart. Now start to slide, bend your left elbow, slide the back of your left hand along the floor, up and over your head. Let your left elbow lift. It comes across your face. Your face rolls to the right, and this movement rolls your body onto its side. Your right knee comes to the floor, your right left knee comes to the floor, and you rest. Now, to bring yourself back onto your back, sweep your left hand up above your head along the floor. It stays in contact with the floor the whole time, and this movement brings your left knee back up, then your right, and it rolls you back onto your back. So now you're rolling yourself to your side and back using your left arm to initiate the movement. So let's do that a few times. Your left hand trails above your head on the floor. Your left elbow crosses over your face. Your head rolls. Your pelvis rolls, you come to lying on your side, and then you start to slide your left arm, sweep your left arm in a big arc up over your head to the left along the floor. Your left knee lifts, then your right knee lifts, and you come to lying on your back again. And just start to do that a few times. You might want to start going a little bit faster and freer, make it more of a fun sweeping movement. Just go in your own pace, rolling yourself to the side by sweeping your arm to the right, rolling yourself back by sweeping your arm back. So the arm is initiating the movement. And those of you who prefer to keep doing the easier movement for your shoulder, which is you just slide your hand down your arm, and that rolls you onto your side. You slide your hand back over to your chest, and that rolls you back onto your back. That's fine as well. Whatever you do is fine. But it's basically using the left arm to initiate this rolling from your side to your back. And then leave it, have a little rest. You can have your legs long or bent. As this lesson goes on, you might be starting to find that lying on the floor feels a bit different. Notice the back of your two shoulders, back of the two sides of your pelvis. And now use a frog legs movement to bring your knees up over your chest. Have your arms out at shoulder height. If your shoulder is sore, have your left hand on the front of your right shoulder. Everyone else, have your arms out at shoulder height. Now we're going to do the same exact movement, but this time I want you to initiate the rolling with your right knee. So your right knee rolls to the right, then your left knee, then your left arm trails above your head or across your body on the floor. Your left knee lifts you back to the middle, then your right knee, then your arm comes. Now we're initiating with the knees and the arm is following. So just do that a few times. Your right knee leads you over, your arm is the last thing to move. Your left knee leads you back, your arm is the last thing to move. So just playing with this movement a few times. Does it feel harder or easier initiating from the knee? How does it feel different? And then go back to initiating from your left hand. Either slides across your chest or it slides up above your head in an arc on the floor and it rolls your whole body over to the right. You end up lying on the right. And then you sweep your left arm back to roll you back. Just trying that a few times. Then you might like to try your own combinations. And maybe you take all of them. Actually, let's try taking everything at once. The knee and the hand. The right knee and the hand rolls you over to the right. The left knee and the hand rolls you back up to the middle. The right knee and the hand rolls you to the right. The left knee and the hand rolls you to the middle. Now, a secret for this movement is to keep your knees close to your chest. If you have your knees far away from the chest, this is going to be very difficult for your lower back. Keep your knees close to your chest and just sweep your hand and roll yourself to the right. And back onto your back and then leave it and have a nice rest. So as I say, what we're doing today is the first half of a very long lesson, which we're going to do the second half of next week, which is all about coming up to sitting. But I really like to take our time to do this, bringing the legs up and sweeping over to the side part, because it's just a beautiful movement anyway. It's lovely to have such a nice way of rolling to the side. And it just does a great job of freeing up the body in so many places and also really setting up intelligent movement patterns in your brain. So now what I want you to do is, without doing any of the knees over the chest or the special thing with the arms, I just want you to simply roll yourself to lie on your right side. And just notice how you do that now. You don't have to lift your knees, you don't have to do anything funny with your arms, just a very simple movement of rolling over to lie on your right. Just notice now, is there anything different in how you do it? Maybe it feels a bit more fluid, maybe it's somehow more coordinated, or maybe you feel like you're doing it in one simple movement rather than three or four separate movements. Or if it is three separate movements still, maybe they're somehow a bit smoother. And then leave that coming onto your back. And now let's just see how far you've come by. Let's see what it's like to roll to the left. Now, if you weren't feeling like you'd improved on the right, you're probably going to notice now that going to the left is not as easy. I feel like the right is just effortless and the left is really stiff from all that sitting on airplanes. So just notice what's different. Does it feel somehow less coordinated or a bit more anchor or a bit sort of less slinky to the left? And if you're noticing that, then give yourself some credit for how much your brain has already learned by organizing this movement to the right. Now leave that. If your right shoulder is okay today, bring both arms out at shoulder height. If you feel like your right shoulder is sore, place your right hand on the middle of your chest somewhere. So now the two movements for the arms, let's just play with them. So the easier movement is just to slide your right hand from the middle of your chest. From the middle of your chest over across to the left, front of the left shoulder, down the left arm towards your left elbow, and feel how that rolls your head to the left. And then slide your hand all the way back past the front of your shoulder to the middle of your shoulder until your elbow can lie on the floor again. And then slide your hand across your chest, down your arm again, letting your head roll to the left. Feel what happens through your right shoulder blade as it peels away from the floor. And then listen for that moment as you return to neutral when your shoulder blade finds the floor again. So doing the easier version is just as powerful if you're paying attention to how your head rolls, your collarbones move, your chest rolls to the left, your right shoulder blade lifts and lowers. And then you guys who have a sore shoulder, keep playing with that movement. And everyone else, have your right arm out at shoulder height. And now start to play with that movement of bending your right elbow to slide the back of your right hand in an arc on the floor towards your head. And then back to where it started. And then doing that again, sliding your back of your hand in an arc. Start to cross further over the arc so that your right elbow lifts up into the air over your face and it crosses over your face so that you could slide your fingertips over towards your left elbow. And then you slide the right fingertips, the back of the hand, above you in a big arc over the floor. And you'll notice at a certain point your palm will turn over in midair as you do this movement. Going back again, sliding the right arm to the left. Your elbow has to lift. Your right elbow has to lift. The elbow is bent and it lifts and it crosses over your face. So you could almost brush your lips past your upper arm. And then your fingers will just trail down towards your left elbow. And then you bring your arm back in a great big sweeping movement. And then have a rest. Let your arms be long by your sides. Because we've already learnt this on one side, it's so much easier to learn it on the second side. Now, depending on what's happening with your shoulders, you can either have both arms out to the side or have your left arm out to the side, your right hand on the middle of your chest. Bring your legs up in that frog movement up over your chest, shoulder width apart. And now let's see what it's like to roll ourselves to the left, leading with the hand. We haven't done anything to the left yet, so just start small. Don't go the whole way. Maybe you roll yourself partly to the left and then back onto your back. So if you're sliding your hand along your arm, maybe you just slide it to your elbow. Feel how your knees roll a little bit to the left, your pelvis, your head rolls a little bit to the left, and then you come back to the middle. If you're doing the up above the head movement, maybe you sweep halfway across so that it's reversible, so you don't feel like you're going to fall. And just doing that a few times, and each time you might want to go a little bit further. If you feel like you're going to fall, that's okay. You can just allow yourself to plop over. And you end up resting on your side with your right leg over your left. And then to come back, you just reverse whichever arm movement you're doing, the right knee lift and the left knee lift, and you come back onto your back. Let's do that a few times, leading with the left arm, whichever way you're doing the arm. And some of you might like to play with both ways of doing the arm to see which feels better. You might find as it goes on that you can do the more advanced or the harder one. It's only harder because it requires slightly better organization of the shoulder girdle. So if someone's sore and they're a little bit restricted in that area, it's hard. But often as the lesson goes on, you find it gets easier. And now pause. Have your arms just somewhere neutral, out to the side or somewhere by your side. And let's just roll ourselves just using our legs. So just think of rolling your left leg over to the left. Your right leg ends up on top of you. Your head and body follow. And then to come back onto your back, your right knee lifts, bend your left. So let's just do it a few times leading from the legs. Your arms can just rest by your sides for now. One knee comes up, then the other. One knee goes across, then the other. And then just leave that, have another rest. Rest with your arms long, your legs long. You might be finding now that your body is lying very differently on the floor. And if not, that's okay. Something else might be changing. Just very gently roll your head a little bit to the left. And back through the middle and a little bit to the right. Just gently. And then leave that. Use your frog legs movement to bring your knees up over your chest again. Have your arms out at shoulder height. If your right arm is injured, you can place it on your chest. And now let's play with doing the movement the two different ways. So we're going to start by leading with the right hand to roll you in one simple movement all the way over to your left side, and then use your right hand to roll you all the way back onto your back. So just do that a few times, whichever version of the arm movement you're doing. The arm leads, the legs follow. Arm leads back, the legs follow back. And then let's do it the other way. The legs lead, so the left leg comes down, then the right, then your arm follows. Your right leg comes up, then your left, then your arm follows. So just see which version feels easier. You may find that one direction is easier leading with the legs, one direction is easier leading with the arms. Or you might prefer the whole thing leading with the legs or the whole thing leading with the arms. Just notice for you what's easier. And then see what it's like to put both together, leading the arms and the legs. Everything works together to roll you onto your side in one fell swoop. And everything works together to roll you back up. Lovely sweeping movement. And if you've been doing it with the arm on the chest, you might even want to try sliding the arm in an arc above your head on the floor. See how that feels. And then leave it. Lengthen your legs. Lengthen your arms and have a rest. So I've just had a message from Jasmine saying her lower back's feeling a little bit sore. She might have been working her abs a bit hard. So often that will happen if you don't have your knees close to your chest, which means the lower back is very arched. So see if you can keep your knees as close as possible to your chest. That will mean your lower back is flat, and the movement of rolling will start to roll your lower back out. But if anyone does have a sore lower back, I'm going to give you something you can do really quickly to help that. So take your left knee in your left hand, take your right knee in your right hand so your feet will be in the air. Have your knees shoulder width apart. And now tuck your chin into your chest, press the middle of your back into the floor and lift your head. So now you're lying on that rolled up banana. And just roll yourself a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. And you'll feel that you can roll yourself over your lower back. It's like massaging out your lower back. The higher you lift your head with your chin down to your chest, you feel that you roll over lower and lower parts of your lower back. The closer your head is to the floor, the more you'll be rolling along the middle of your back. So you can choose exactly which part of your lower back to roll over. And then let it go. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs, and have a rest. So that's a nice, easy way to flatten out the lower back. Another way to flatten out your lower back is to bend your knees, stand your feet. Take hold of, let's say, your left knee in your hands and just do the movement we did a few weeks ago where you simply press your right foot into the floor to flatten your lower back and bring your knee towards your chest. So that also will just flatten out your lower back. Then you slowly unpress your right foot, roll your pelvis back to the middle. Then bring your knee back to neutral. And you could do that on both sides really slowly. And that will also help. So let's try the other side. Interlace your hands, place them around your right knee. Gently, slowly press your left foot into the floor to bring your right knee towards you, flattening the right side of your lower back a little bit, and then slowly roll back to the middle. That's just a really nice, easy, gentle way of flattening out the lower back. And then leave it, lengthen your legs, have a rest. Now we're coming to the end of our time, so I just want to do one final movement. If you need to go, if anyone's in a massive rush, just you're welcome to leave now, but just take your time to slowly come up. But otherwise we'll go for another couple of minutes. So have your arms out at shoulder height, use your frog legs movement to press the lower back into the floor, roll your pelvis, bring your knees up over your chest and have them really close to your chest. Now I want you to decide for yourself which direction you're going to roll in. And just slowly roll yourself to one side, taking the arm across your body or over the top of your head and rolling your legs. Your knees stay close to your chest. And then slowly coming back up. And then could you roll yourself to the other side? And notice if you're doing a whole lot of work with your abs, could you let them relax? They're actually not needed for this movement if your knees are close to your chest. And you start to slowly roll from one side to the other. If you are a bit sore from having overdone it earlier, just rest and keep having a rest. Everyone else just doing a little bit of rolling from side to side. It can be a really nice, fun thing to do. And then let that go. Have a rest with your legs long, your arms long. And now let's go back to our test movement we did at the start of the lesson. It's just to see what it's like to roll to the side. So just see what it's like now to roll to the right. Just a simple movement of rolling, not lifting your knees into the air, not bringing your arms over your head. Just simply rolling to the side. You might find that that's gotten even easier, simpler, less complicated, more coordinated. And see what it's like to come back onto your back. Has that somehow got a bit easier? And then roll a little bit onto your left side, see what that feels like. And then come back onto your back. And just notice if somehow those two directions feel a little bit easier, more coordinated. And then just sensing how your body's lying on the floor. How heavy is the back of your head, the back of your chest, the back of your pelvis? Notice the spaces behind your neck, behind your lower back, behind your legs. And then just simply roll yourself to the side, bring yourself up to sitting. We're going to actually learn that next week, how to come all the way up to sitting really easily. And simply bring yourself up to standing. Just take a minute to stand with your eyes closed. And even if you didn't find the movements get easier or you didn't find your body contact with the floor get easier, you may find, or get different, you might find that your standing posture is somehow different. Notice how tall or short you feel, how heavy, how light, the length of you. Now your arms are hanging. We've done a lot with the arms. You might find your shoulders are sitting in a different place. You might find your arms feel longer somehow. Notice where your weight is in your feet. And open your eyes and just go for a nice little walk around your space. And you might notice you're feeling a little bit more fluid. So at the start I asked a question, what number out of 10 are you on the slinkometer? How slinky do you feel? If I was a 4 before, I reckon I'm 7 or 8 now, which is pretty good given how much time I spent travelling the last couple of days. So some of you might have noticed that your slinkometer rating has gone up. So I'm going to get you to come back to your computer, those of you who are still here. There's about 5 people who are still here, 5 or 6. I'm just wanting to ask if anybody noticed that they felt a bit more fluid or slinky when they walked at the end. And if you did, press 1. It's really interesting for us to see. Oh, I'm seeing lots of ones come up. Yep, everybody basically, pretty much. And then if you found that your body was lying on the floor differently at the end, I'm going to ask you to press 2. Yep, seeing all the 2s go up, interesting. And then if you found that it got easier to roll to the side, just a simple movement of rolling over to lie on one side, press 3. Yeah, I'm seeing everyone's hand go up again. So this is a really dramatic lesson because it's so gentle and so languorous. It's one you can do lying in bed. In fact, I often do that when lying in bed. It's just a lovely way to get your body moving really freely in the morning. So, yes, it's helpful for rolling to the side. Yes, it's helpful for bringing your knees up over your chest. But it's also just very helpful generally for freeing up your body. So as we're finishing off, I'm just going to see if one or two people have anything they'd like to share with the group. And it'll also be really helpful for those on the recording because it's just really nice to get a sense of what the different possible experiences are with this work because everyone's will be different. So if you'd like to share something about the lesson, whether you found it challenging or if you have a question for me or if your body changed and you want to share that, just press 1 and I'll pass you the mic. It'll be lovely to hear from you all the way from New Zealand. So we have Haley, Teresa, Mary, Angela, Marsha. Just see if anyone has anything they feel like sharing. I'm going to pass to Teresa. Hello, gorgeous one.
Hi, gorgeous Tani.
Yes.
I've been with you being in Auckland. I'm going to be there in January for a bit. But anyway, that'll be nice. lovely listen. It was so slinky. I love it. Because I was feeling a bit tight at the start. You know, I do a lot of sitting at the computer a lot.
Yeah.
I find it's just a general observation in each class. At the start of the lesson, I feel a bit sore in the back, whereas I'm not actually feeling the pain until I actually lie down and we start the initial movements and then it releases. Don't know if other people feel the same way.
But I really
really enjoyed that languorous roll to side to side today. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thanks, Teresa. Let me know when you're in Auckland because maybe I'll still be here. I just want to say for everyone else that Teresa's question is a really good one. I'm just going to take a minute to quickly answer it because it's probably been coming up. Often what happens is when you first get the instructions in these lessons, the brain doesn't yet know how to organize the movements easily. It's still doing all your old habits. So whatever habits you've brought into the world which have caused everyone's aches and pains and stiffness will be there. So the start of the lesson, usually the first 10 minutes, people start to feel how stiff their bodies really are. They feel that, gee, it's not easy to roll to the side. It's not actually easy to lie with my legs long. I didn't even notice my back was stiff until I actually had to do something with it. But then what happens is through the lesson, you're slowly unlearning all those patterns, slowly learning new ones, and everything slowly lets go. So it's really, really, really normal. In fact, it's the norm to feel a bit stiff or sore at the beginning. To just have finally had an opportunity to feel that and notice that, and it will all let go. I have found pretty much every Feldenkrais lesson I've ever done, by the end of it, any soreness I had or stiffness will have gone. If not fully gone, it will have greatly gone. So simply by paying attention to your body and moving gently, it'll just have a huge effect. So that was a brilliant question, so I'm glad that you asked that. But thank you, everybody. It's been gorgeous, and I hope you do this lesson many, many times. I hope you all do this lesson many, many times. It's an absolutely beautiful one. We will be continuing it next week, the second part, which will bring us up to sitting, and that's even slinkier and more delicious, if that's possible. So I'm really looking forward to teaching that with you. I'll make a note so I don't forget. And I'll see you all next week, and I'll be sending out the recording, Philippa, my assistant, and I will be sending it out in the next day or so. So see you guys. I'm just going to pop you all on unmute so you can all call out goodbye. Hang on 1 sec. There you go. You've all got microphones. See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.